so dare to dive deep into comics. Nothing can compare from Gotham's Dark Knight to Marvel's Mighty Thor. We'll break it down, leave you wanting more. Stampede you on a ride where heroes and villains clash side by side. Whether it's DC or Marvel.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Inner City Geeks Podcast. It's Steve here. This is episode 337. Jeez, my mind just went completely like, where the am I? Yes, this is episode 327. Joining me today, we got Brian.
Yo.
Yeah, it's been a while. See, this is how long it's been that we haven't recorded in over a year. And I haven't posted the last two episodes that we actually recorded. So, I post this episode, we'll be posting the other episodes. But it's been a long while, and my brain just didn't know how to react to it. I don't know. I'm just weird. I guess whatever, it happens. How's it going, bro? How you been?
Wow.
I'm all over the place, ain't I?
Yeah. Wow, episode 7. Wow, holy shit.
Yeah.
Episode 77? No, 27? Do we know? It's like 327, that meme.
Yeah.
It's like that meme. What year is it?
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
Oh. I'm awake.
Yay, excitement.
Adventure, excitement, and Jedi crave not these things.
Yeah, fair enough.
I'm alive.
That's a good thing. That's a fucking great thing, dude.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
I've awoken from this coma.
Yay, comas. Comas are fun.
Yeah, it's the best sleep ever.
We all want to be in a slight coma from time to time, don't we?
It's a coma with, I mean,
okay. Oh, it's great. Started off awesome right now.
I mean, the title should be a comma is just a coma minus an M. So, if a coma is sleep, a comma is just something that adds punctuation.
Yeah,
no, things are good. A lot going on. Still working. Still trying to figure life out.
Life is good though. That's how it has to be. You gotta figure it out. Some baby steps, of course.
Babies. You know, it's part of Richard Dreyfuss' book from What About Bob? Baby Steps.
Yeah, exactly. That's where I got it from.
Yeah, right. Things are good. Haven't really collected in a while. It's been some time.
It's because you know you're a busy guy.
Yeah, and you know, I at this point in life, gotta pay bills, and bills are not fun.
They're not fun. They're not cheap.
They're not cheap. I mean, yeah, you know, life is good. If I sound groggy, I literally just woke from a nap. You know, I'm old, so. Naps are fun.
You know. I used to think that that's complete bullshit, but then actually, I took a nap a few times, and I was like, "Oh, this is amazing."
Especially after you turn 40.
Yeah.
And I'm. God damn it! I'm 40 plus this year. We won't say a number.
Yeah, yeah. That's fair.
It's just a number.
We're both 40 plus. There you go. Yeah. We could say that. That's fair.
It's 40 plus. and it's a number that rhymes with four. so, but things are good. Seen a lot, done a lot, did a lot, slept a lot. Light.
That's quite promising.
It's been okay. The last big thing I've been doing is primarily, and I hadn't worked on it in a little while, but my HasLab Proton Pack.
Oh yeah.
Which I'm a bit of a nerd.
Really?
Guilty. So if you go on YouTube and you check out the tested video from Adam Savage, he has one, and he took it, and it's a great piece out of the box, but it's not perfect. But it's a thing that anybody who wants to mess around with, in terms of customization, it's literally a blank canvas, and he customizes his over the course of like a 30-minute video, and I sort of been doing that.
Okay.
Some paints and stuff, and my Proton Pack, the original pack looks like a person who's going to the gym for the first time.
That's fair.
And now mine looks like it's been hitting the gym for over a year. Just a little bit of paint just adds so much bulk to it.
Oh yeah, it always does. It always adds a little bit of extra flavor to a thing.
Like I'm staring at mine right now, and it literally looks like it's made of pure metal, and looks like it can actually bust ghosts.
Nice.
So yeah, I mean, that's pretty much the only thing I've really been doing with my spare time outside of, you know, sleeping. Been catching up on shows, been watching some movies. That's about really what I've got going on. How about you?
Well, glad to hear that you're doing all right, that you're alive and you're doing your thing and you're keeping busy. It's a good thing. As for me, I've been keeping a lot of busy too. I still have my regular job. I still have my security. I also have another security job on top of it now. So like, I am working for the other stadium, which is Tropicana Field. And they give us stuff all over the place too. And this is fun because they keep me busy whenever Raymond James is going on. So it's cool. Been doing a lot of stuff, whether it's at the Amalie Arena or at the Tropicana Field or at Yuengling Center. There's a lot of stuff going on. So, well, yes, actually last night I was at the Amalie Arena, and we were working Kane Brown, who's a country artist. A lot of people don't know Kane Brown, but he is actually a big artist, because like, it was completely sold out for 2 days. It was 2 days straight. It was sold out. I only knew about one day, and that's why I was there. I went. And it was a great show. It was pretty good. It was different. The crowd was pretty chill, which is a great thing, as compared to other shows that I worked over the summer. Well, is it the summer? Can you say the summer? Or the spring, I guess?
Man, that's close enough.
Well, it's Florida, so like, I always forget that there are other seasons. So like, a couple months ago, I worked Kenny Chesney and Raymond James, and I worked the field. Totally different. Of course, Kenny Chesney is another country artist, and the crowd is completely different than the crowd that went to Kane Brown yesterday. Granted, the music is different. It's different types of country. Kane Brown is more like country pop or pop country, however you want to describe it. Obviously different. But Kenny Chesney is like traditional country. So you have the traditional country people that are doing the traditional country, trying to dance and shit. like, I was trying to clear the aisles because obviously, and that's one thing that I needed to do because being the supervisor over there, I had to make sure that, you know, the aisles were clear. So I had to go through it and actually go through it and try to tell people to move over or whatever. People are dancing, like, you know, you can't dance in the middle of the aisle. This is not a party. Yes, you paid money to be here, but you need to go sit somewhere. You need to sit in your seat. You're right next to your seat. Just sit down or stand next to your seat and, you know, just, you know, do a little two-step or something. But there were people literally dancing in the aisle. I'm like, oh, yeah, I can't dance in the aisle because people are trying to walk through the whole time. So at one point, I told this one lady to, you know, to move over into her seat. And what she did, she proceeded to move over and started to throw it back on me. And I was like, okay, thanks. I appreciate it. But you got to go sit down or move over to your seat. And she laughed and she turned around or whatever. But that was fun. But yeah, it's been a fun time. I actually worked a few baseball games, which is pretty cool. At Tropicana Field. Last week I worked the Royals game, the Rays against the Royals. That was a fun game. I think the week before that I worked the Yankees game over here too. And I, for that one, I was actually behind the right field fence, which was pretty cool. No, behind the center field gate, because they have a gate that's literally open, like behind is open. It's literally the right into the open where everybody is walking back and forth. So they have it blocked off or whatever. So like in case there's like a home run hit that literally flies over there, I could have gotten hit in the face with a baseball. But thankfully that didn't happen. Obviously I'm here looking all nice and pretty and shit. But the ball did go like a couple times over to the left of where I was, which was okay, which is fine. But it's been fun. It's been fun doing stuff over there. I went a couple times with that company over to Miami to do a couple shows, which is pretty fun.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's fun. Security is a fun fucking job, dude. I really enjoy it, and I'm glad that I'm doing it because like it keeps me busy, keeps my mind entertained.
I love it. I miss it at times.
Yeah, it's cool. Like, especially since like I'm in Florida and I don't really interact with as many people like throughout the day as I used to back in New York. Granted, yeah, I have like my people in the office,
right?
But that's it. There's nobody else that I'm really talking to outside. Like, it's not like if in New York you're walking by, you're like seeing a bunch of people all the time. No, like literally, quiet pretty much forever until I get home, and then I'm still quiet because there's nobody else here.
Right. It's not like you're riding the subway, and I told you that earlier this week. Fucking so I'm on the way to work on Tuesday, and I catch my train at Fulton Street, and fucking Evan Moss Backrack was on my 4 train. And if you guys don't know the name Evan Moss Backrack, and you guys are fans of the original season of Punisher, he was Micro. If you guys, hopefully you're watching The Bear, because it's just a great fucking series.
Yeah, I started watching The Bear recently. It's pretty fucking good.
He's Cousin. He's Richie. And then dude was literally just recently cast as Ben Grimm in the MCU's Fantastic Four. Yeah. And this dude, first off, he's fucking tall, okay?
Yeah, he looks tall.
He you know, like he was sitting down on the train, he had AirPods in, texting, listening to tunes. I didn't want to bother him. Plus there were too many people on the train, and if I'm gonna say anything of, and I don't want to like,
yeah, you don't want to blow up the spot.
Exactly. This dude's just trying to get to wherever he's going. Mm-hmm. And he's sitting
down. And you're
all right,
interrupting him and shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Like this dude's sitting down and his legs were like halfway across the train car, but he's just sitting. And I'm like, wow, that's a tall guy.
Yeah. He's a tall dude. You could tell from the show. Like he looked like a fucking massive dude.
Oh yeah, so dude got off.
Like I enjoyed him in a bunch of shows that he's done. Like he's done a bunch of things, and I was like, oh yeah, everything that he's done is awesome.
felt like dude got off at Grand Central, and then, you know, like, I stayed on because I had to go to my job. And then, like, I'm like, fuck, my cousin. But, yeah.
That's one thing that I do miss about New York, though.
The random run-ins of celebrities? Yeah. Like, I mean, and I told you, like, later, like, just a little while later, Emmy Rossum and I, like, crossed paths.
Mm-hmm. She's been flying there before.
Well, I mean, she's from
New York. When I was actually in New York. When I was up there, I met her. I met, because I met her the day that they were doing the original screening for the Evil Dead that she did.
I didn't even know she was in that.
Yeah, she's in the female version of the Evil Dead.
Ah. Well, yeah, I mean, like, she lives in the Upper East Side. Like, I've seen her multiple times.
Nice.
You know, I never get a chance to say hi. But, like,
of course.
She, like, is basically, like, when she was crossing the street, like, we're both waiting for the light. We're waiting for the light, the opposite ends of Park Ave. And, like, I look across, and I'm like, wow, this is a cute girl crossing the street. I'm like, oh,
no, that wasn't Emmy Rossum. That's what I'm talking about. I got confused. It's not Emmy Rossum. Sorry.
Okay. Get your movies correct.
I know. I guess she's just the generic, you know, generic actress look.
Ah, okay. So, yeah, like, I was like, oh, there's this cute girl about to cross the street. And, like, as I'm crossing the street, I'm like, oh, shit, that's Emmy Rossum. You know? And I was like, oh, all right, moving on.
Yeah,
but it's just funny that, like, two people in one on my one way to work are people that are connected to someone I know, because I've told you in the past, like, Jeremy White was a regular at my old store.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it's just funny. They're like, oh yeah, I know your boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, New York.
Yeah, that's one thing that I missed. That and like the 24-hour food that's out there. That's another thing that I miss.
Well, yeah, I mean, we have
not having to drive all the time. That I do miss. Well,
plus, we have actual pizza.
Well, we have pizza too. It's not as good, but we have pizza also. There are a few places that actually import their water from New York to make it good. But why travel all the way to another pizza somewhere?
I mean, I've had pizza. I mean, New York pizza is pizza. Anywhere else is just not good. I've had pizza pretty much everywhere, and I think Maryland has the worst fucking pizza ever. People are trying to convince me this is good. I'm like, yay.
Good for you. Glad you have horrible taste, buds.
I wanted to be like, yo, did they cook it?
It was cooked. It was just questionable.
It was made by a fucking 1960s Easy Bake oven.
Yeah, wouldn't be surprised. Would not be surprised at all.
If I wanted pizza cooked by a light bulb, I would have just went to Maryland for pizza.
I don't know. I've never had Maryland pizza, so I can't attest to it. I can't say anything about it.
Can't exactly say you're missing out.
That's fair. I'll take it. Nah, but I've had, like, Florida pizza. Some of the spots are okay. But, like, there's one or two, like, spots that, like I said, they import their water from New York and it tastes exactly like New York pizza. Like, from, like, the pizza spot that was, like, down the block from where I used to live. Exactly like it. And I'm like, that's the difference. And I love it. I don't go very often because I don't go downtown because it's in downtown Tampa. It's a place called Eddie and Sam's. And there's always a long line because the pizza's so good. I love it. Like I said, I really enjoy it. So maybe one day I'll go back. But then again, I don't really go down there anyway. So, and I really don't want to like Uber Eats pizza from there because it's not going to taste as good when it comes back.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. I could put it in the air fryer maybe for a little while, but no. Just to reheat it, you know?
Yeah.
No, but I won't do it, though. I won't do it. Not my thing. But I've been watching a lot of movies, a lot of TV shows, a lot of everything. Like I told you, I just recently started The Bear. And I'm just about done with the first season. It's really freaking good.
And that's the thing. It's like the first season could have been its own season. Like, you didn't, if the, a second season is great, and the fact that the third season is on its way, like 2 weeks, but like, you also didn't need a second season. Like, it could have been a one-off.
Okay. So it's like open and shut.
Yeah, I mean, wait till you watch the finale. It feels like it could go both ways.
Okay. Yeah, like I'm excited to watch it. Like I really, really enjoy it. The dude that's the main character, dude, he's freaking great. And then after I started watching that show, I actually watched The Iron Claw. And I was like, this movie's amazing.
Yeah,
he is so freaking good in it.
I wanted to watch that. It's on, I know it just recently dropped on Max.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll check that out later.
He's so freaking good. Him, this dude, freaking High School Musical, he's awesome in it.
I mean, looking at you mean Zac Efron?
Yeah. I forgot his name. That's why I said High School Musical guy.
So if you look. Look at the way Zac Efron is in the Iron Claw, and tell me he can't play Ferrigno in a bio on Ferrigno.
Hell yeah, dude.
He looks like an unpainted Incredible Hulk.
Yeah, the fact that he is, like, super jacked in this movie. I'm just like, where the f*** did this come from?
It's almost like he literally ate steroids for said movie.
Yeah. I was like, holy crap. Great. It's a great, it's sad as, but it's good.
Well, it's going to be good because it's going to be good because it's A24. Man. And they only produce good. But
but if, there's been a few questionable things there, here and there, but no, I get it.
But,
I get it.
But I mean, if you,
there's more hits than misses.
Yeah, like, I mean, I don't know how it did, but The Menu is A24, and truthfully, that movie was fucking awesome. It was good, but it was fucking weird.
That's what I loved about it, because I love weird shit, you know?
Right. And folks, if you're just tuning into this podcast, we're about weird shit.
Yeah. Duh.
But also, like, they did Beef. Which was a great series.
I never watched that one.
Oh, Beef is fucking insane. Beef is on Netflix.
Okay.
It's Steven Yeun and Ali Wong.
Oh, isn't that the comedy or whatever?
It's a dark comedy where basically there's road rage and there's beef between said characters. And every episode, hence the title. There's a lot of back and forth crazy shit involved. They both won Emmys for the series because it's that good.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
But then A24 also did The Whale.
Okay, I haven't seen that one. I actually honestly had no interest in watching that one.
Okay, well, you need to change that because that movie made me cry and I don't cry at movies.
That's fair.
I mean, it there's a reason why Brendan Fraser won the Oscar.
Yeah.
And the movie literally had like seven people in it.
Okay, okay. And well, the recent movie that made me cry was If. That movie made me cry like a little bitch. It really did.
Well, you are one, but I can't help that.
I get it. But that's fine.
I need to see If, because also it's not like Luke Gossett Jr. is in that, right? I think that was like his final. I think it was like his final appearance in any movie.
I think so.
Because he died recently. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, yes, I need to see If, because the creative minds behind it are just gold.
Yeah, it is. Is it Luke Gossett Jr.? Yep, he is.
And it's John Krasinski and Ryan Reynolds are the two major parts of that movie. So yeah.
John Krasinski is like the writer director for it.
Right.
Yeah.
And then Ryan Reynolds plays himself.
Yes and no.
He always does. It doesn't matter what movie he's in.
He really doesn't. It's not really you see that Ryan Reynolds is there, but he's not playing typical Ryan Reynolds to begin with.
He has one mode. Okay. Actually, technically, there's two. He has action movie. He has action movie Ryan Reynolds where he sports a beard, and he has comedy where he's clean shaven.
Right.
Well, I guess prove me wrong. It started in Blade Trinity.
Yeah.
Blade Trinity. Smoking Aces. The movie he did for fucking Netflix. Any action movie he's in, he sports a beard. But if he's in like a rom com, like The Proposal, he's clean shaven.
Well, he's got a beard in this one too, and it's not a action movie.
I'm shocked.
So, like I said, like it's not your typical Ryan Reynolds experience. It's not bad. It's actually like acting, but it's good. It's a good movie. It's not necessarily for kids. It's more a movie directed at adults. Kids, yeah, they have some type of say in it, but. It's more for adults, if anything.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it's one of those movies that makes you think, like, oh, yeah. Like, instead of being such a sourpuss all the time, you know, think about nicer things in life and cool shit that you thought of when you were younger. Using your imagination a little bit more.
So... yesterday was talking with a few coworkers, and one of them was like, "Oh, I just started Reacher," and then we were talking about the show versus the films, and then I made them laugh because they're like, you know, those movies would have been, the two Reacher movies would have been greater if they were called something else. And so I was like, yeah, I was like, they should, because, you know, Tom Cruise is short and Alan Ritchson is fucking massive.
They should have been called Step Up and Reacher.
I said the movie should have been called Can't Reacher.
Nice.
and made everybody laugh because, you know, again, Tom Cruise is tiny.
He's like three. He wears stilts on the set.
And still not tall enough.
Basically. Reacher's good. That show was great.
That show was insanely good.
I am glad that they're doing season 3. I cannot wait.
And he's massive, too. Like,
Yeah.
He's, he's believable that he's like this.
Yeah.
Like, one of my favorite Reacher moments was in the first season, was when he's eating, there was that one episode where he's eating like the French fries and dipping them in ketchup. Mm-hmm. And then the detective sees him put the ketchup on the VIN number, on the charred VIN number, yeah, and, for his brother's car, and like it eats away the soot, and he explains how like the science behind it, and the detective's like, "And you put that in your body?" And he looks at him back, and goes, "Well, it tastes good."
He's not wrong.
No. Well, then the second season where like after he like it was the first episode with the carjacking. Mm-hmm. And then like he goes and returns the jacket, and he's like, "I need to return this." She's like, "Why is there blood on this?"
That's fantastic.
It's his delivery too. It's just great.
Yeah. He because he's very deadpan about it too.
Yeah.
He's like, "Yeah, I did it. What? What you gonna do?"
And you know what's great too? Like he showed his range too, because like, you know, you and I were sad when spoiler alert, but you and I were sad when he got killed off as Hawk.
Yeah.
On Titans. And we're like, no. Yeah. But then you're like, oh, okay, he's Reacher now.
Mm-hmm.
And then like,
but he was also like, and what was it? Not Friday Night Lights, the other show, the blue something. Football. It was a football show back in the 90s.
Which is getting a revival, actually.
Yeah, allegedly, yeah.
Yeah, supposedly. But yeah, whatever that show was. But yes. But it's just great. I mean, I'm going to return this. Why? There's blood on this one.
Blue Mountain State.
Blue Mountain State, right.
Yeah. Compared to then till now, he's completely different.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he wasn't scrawny then, but he wasn't as big as he is now. He was also pretty good in Fast X.
Oh, that's right. He was in that movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've only seen it the one time.
Yeah, I do want to see that Ministry of Ungentlemanlike Dudes. Ungentlemanly Warfare. I want to see that one. Because he's in that one with Superman.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that just came out recently.
Yeah. Yeah, that one looks pretty fun. I didn't know. Yeah. It's fun. I like what he does. He's a good dude. Always been a fan.
Yeah. Other thing I watched semi-recently ago, the Fallout series.
Oh, that show is so good.
That show was good. But I mean, seriously, like the star of that show was fucking Walton Goggins stole that shit.
Yeah, he's fucking fantastic, dude.
And you know what's great too is that like there's one, was it episode 4 when they go to that like old school grocery store?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's Staten Island.
That's hilarious, dude.
Like, so a couple of years ago, ShopRite closed down that location and shifted over to a brand new store like 3 blocks away. And then when I read the paper and they were talking about how they were going to be shooting this Amazon series Fallout out on Staten Island. I'm like, okay. And
it makes sense because now they didn't have to do too much CGI work for it. It's awesome.
Right. The only thing they had to do was like behind the ShopRite is a school.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to kind of fade that out.
Yeah.
But they designed, I mean, they had like real props and stuff, obviously, for like, you know, the exterior of the show. And then when they went into the shop, right, they filmed the interior too. Because I'm like, I see the yellow and red, beat up, dirty, faded linoleum tile work. And I'm like, yeah, I can't tell you how many times I've been in that fucking store. And I remember going up and down those aisles. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's ShopRite.
Nice. Through
and through.
That's always a good thing. That's always a good thing when you recognize certain things that you know you've known from the past. You're like, oh yeah, I remember that. I've been there before. Yeah.
That was a good series.
It was. I am excited to see what else they do with it.
And they said that season two will continue season two is not gonna break away. It's gonna continue the story of said characters.
Well, it should, because you don't want to... People are complaining, oh, yeah, it doesn't go exactly by the game. Well, who cares if it goes exactly by the game? It can't always go exactly by what you have, but it's pretty close to it.
It's a hit because it went against the game.
But the fact that it's really close to the actual game, as far as like the aesthetic of it, the feel of it, and... Just a lot of the characters, the way that they talk, are like the game.
Yeah.
It's just the fact that the story's slightly different, which is perfectly fine. I like it when they just do that, and they don't just go completely, you know, word for word from what we had before. Because a lot of that doesn't always translate.
Right. And, you know, and Prime's been really good with series.
Yeah, they have been.
I mean, I'm looking forward to the next season of The Boys, which will be out before we know it.
Yeah. I'm excited. Actually, I'm excited for Gen V and what they're going to do with that one.
I mean, rest in power to dude, man. 27, yeah. Died in a bike accident.
That's sad, dude. That's sad.
And he was like, he was the star of that series.
Yeah.
You know, because like, right, he was... I mean, he was the one that like had he can control the metal.
Yeah.
And like, and you thought, I mean, he could have been the next big thing.
You could have been huge.
Because, I mean, for the show alone, his character is more enjoyable than the girl, who was great. But like, yeah, and I'm like, they're not going to recast this character, which is great because you shouldn't.
Yeah, there's no need to do that.
But like, I mean, they're going to do a second season, but they're going to they got to rewrite. They're going to be like, oh well, where do we go from here?
You know what's funny, that throughout watching the show, I'm like, wow, this dude looks familiar. This one dude, and I'm like. And the fact that he died, I was like, oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
And I looked around, and I was like, wait a minute. That guy's somebody's son. It's fucking Patrick Schwarzenegger. Arnold Schwarzenegger's son.
Well, the dude that died in real life is not Schwarzenegger Jr.
Yeah, no, not him. I'm talking about the dude on the show that died.
The dude that killed himself.
In the show, yes.
Yeah, the one that killed himself on the show was Patrick Schwarzenegger. And, like, and it's just like, dude literally joined the series to play someone that kills himself.
Mm-hmm. But he was good at it. He was good.
He's good. Speaking of Schwarzenegger.
He was a weird character, but he was good.
Yeah, speaking of Schwarzenegger, FUBAR Season 2 is apparently in production.
I never even watched FUBAR Season 1.
It's there. It's a fun...
that's a good description of it. Yeah.
It's fun, though.
Like it happened. Yeah.
Like, it's fun. Like, if you want to just have a mindless show, that is it.
Okay.
I mean, it's basically true. It's essentially like, what if in True Lies, Arnold Schwarzenegger retired It's like True, but it's like True Lies, the TV series.
Okay.
In a sense, you know, it's that kind of thing. Like, what if he retired and ran like a sports store, like a Dick's Sporting Goods?
Okay. What if he retired from acting, or what if he retired from being a spy?
What if Harry retired from being a spy and ran a Dick's Sporting Goods?
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, but okay. Meanwhile, didn't really retire from being a spy. It's fun. There's a lot of fun moments about that series.
Okay, I'll check it out.
Yeah, I mean, I love that it's actually called FUBAR too.
Yeah, not many people understand the whole FUBAR thing, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
No, but I've been watching a lot of shit. I actually went to NXT the other day.
That's right.
Yeah, they had a live house show, again down the block from where I live, which I love the fact that it's right there. I literally could walk over. And it's taking from 15 minutes, so it's not bad.
Yeah, you didn't have to. You didn't have to worry about traffic.
Yeah, because even if I did drive, because I didn't want to walk back at the end of the night, so I was I don't live in the most nicest of neighborhoods, so I was like, yeah, I'll just drive over there and drive back, literally a 2-minute drive. But it was a cool event. It was really nice. I like that they do those shows, those house shows. The next time they'll have a house show over here is in December. But it's pretty cool. You got to see everybody, all the main dudes, the main people on NXT were there, which is pretty cool. And it's cool to see it up close and not just on the TV. I liked it. It was cool. I miss going to wrestling shows. I'm excited because in August, I think TNA is coming out here. I'm like, ooh, I want to go to that. And they're going to be at the fairgrounds. So I'm like, ooh, I might even work that day. So we'll see. Because one of the security companies that I work for run the fairgrounds over there too. So Who knows? Be pretty cool if I do. I want it. They're doing the savings over here. And I'm like, because they don't usually come to Tampa. They're always in Orlando or further north or further south from here. But they never really come to Tampa. So I'm like, ooh, a Tampa show for a thing that I've been before and I want to actually go again? Because now I have the itch to actually go to a wrestling show again?
Considering that one NXT where fucking Ego and Jordan Lynn Grace showed up.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I'm excited because I am a huge fan of Ethan Page. Mad that they didn't do much with him over in AEW, but glad that he actually is out there doing his thing.
And
he's gonna be at back at what Battleground next week, which I'm down for.
And for Jordan Lynn Grace, her husband was like, you said you're going to the store. he tweeted at her with the video that they put up, the minute long video of her, and he's like, I thought you were going to the store for milk or something like that. And I'm just, that is great.
You're gone all day.
Keeping
it kayfabe.
Yeah, I love it. So shall we talk some geek shit?
Yeah, we can do that. That's kind of what we're here for, right?
Right.
We've been kind of geeking out, though. We've been kind of talking the stuff.
We're sort of just remembering who we are.
Yeah. And that's fine.
We're regenerating.
Yeah. We're reliving the awesomeness that was.
I know. We missed you guys. It's been way too long.
Yeah, we did. We did. It's been a long time. It's been a long time. I'm glad that we're here and doing this again.
We need to collect our inner selves.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and the funny thing is, like, I guess we can start with the first one that we got is Deadpool and Wolverine. We didn't know about this last year, right?
Right.
Okay, that's not happening or whatever. But yeah, Deadpool Wolverine, that's a thing.
That trailer is gold.
That trailer is amazing. I'm like, yes, please, give us more. And then, also, of course,
but also, like, hi, we got Wolverine in his classic yellow and blue, finally.
Yeah, yeah, because that's one thing that they were like straying away from, which is like, why? Why do that? Why stop doing the thing that makes the person who they are?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we're getting him back, and I'm very excited. And the one real funny thing is that a few months ago they had Dune in theaters, Dune 2, and they had a commemorative popcorn bucket, right?
Right.
And it looked like, you know, it was like the Dune hole or whatever, you know, the way that worm comes through or whatever. And like, but you put your hand in there to get popcorn out, right?
Right.
It's very, very weird looking. Some people call it subjective. Which is fair, you know. Like, oh yeah, it looks like something that you could put something into. Obviously, you're putting your hand into it, but yeah. So for Deadpool Wolverine that's coming very soon, they released their own version of the popcorn bucket, and it is pretty hilarious.
Yeah, it is.
Because it's essentially a mouth. Wolverine's mouth. But it essentially looks like you're gonna be putting your hand into Wolverine's mouth. Fucking hilarious, dude. I see it and I was just like, why?
That's pretty golden.
Why would you do such a thing? It's amazing.
I mean,
it's messed up.
They did the shit on purpose and it's great.
Yeah. It's purposely like, done right.
Like, the only commemorative popcorn bucket I got was the Ghostbusters trap when I saw Frozen Empire.
You know, I still haven't seen Frozen Empire.
It was good. A lot of there's a lot of the scenes in the trailer that were not used in the movie, which I'm sort of like pissed about. But
need to get a visual there. You know.
That is just fucking good. The video where they show like the popcorn bucket is turned upright and like the butter going into his mouth.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, why?
All seductive, why? And shit. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah. And then you have Deadpool like caressing his face. I'm like, dude, seriously? It's hilarious.
Well, yeah, the only popcorn bucket I got was Frozen Empire. And again, I'm pissed that a good chunk of the movie was a good chunk of the trailer was not in the movie.
As it shouldn't be.
But there's,
I don't,
like,
want to give too much away.
The movie felt chopped. Like, there should be hopefully there's a director's cut where like they actually like show things that were in the trailer. I'm like, okay. But it was
you're saying a lot of the trailer wasn't in the movie.
Yes, it's sort of like they film scenes that, and then they.
I understood the other way.
Oh, okay.
There were things in the movie that weren't in the trailer.
About 80% of the trailer was not in the movie, and it was like, well, what the fuck?
That's
yeah. Movie itself is good though.
That's good. At least it was a good movie. I haven't watched it yet. I want to watch it.
It's fun.
Okay. Is it streaming anywhere yet?
Not that I know of.
Yeah, because I really want to see it. Let me see. It's supposed to be hitting Netflix in late July.
Okay. Next on our list, we have a trailer date for Venom.
Yeah, but that's not the important part. Is the fact it's a trailer date. It's the fact that they're actually doing another Venom movie, which is pretty cool.
The first one's good. The second one was there.
I really enjoyed the second one.
I've only seen it the once. I gotta give it another shot.
I really enjoyed it. It's not great, but it is very enjoyable. But from what they're saying, which rumors are that this movie will possibly have this dude in it as well too. Tom Holland or a version of Spider-Man in it, which would be pretty cool. Because I wouldn't mind that.
Well, I mean, if any Spider-Man should be a part of the Venomverse, it's the Andrew Garfield one.
Right.
I mean, there were those mock-ups years ago, like, you know, like, this should be, because that was more of a darker tone Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah, I'm totally down for that.
And this dude literally wants to keep playing Spider-Man, too.
And that's perfectly fine.
I mean, he was sort of pissed that a Spider-Man 3 never happened.
Yeah. It happens.
Yeah.
But of course, that's because the studio didn't make any money off of it. So they're like, oh, yeah, so since we didn't make any money, you're not going to make any money.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Why is there an ice cream truck out here right now?
Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, that is exactly what you're doing. Ice cream truck. It's literally like right outside my window. but yeah, it's not like the regular Mr. Softy over here. They don't have Mr. Softies.
Nope, you got to be in New York for that.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for Venom The Last Dance. I want to see what they're going to do with them. It's about time they actually do something good with it.
Yeah,
especially after like, you know, across the multiverse and through the multiverse and over the river and through the woods multiverse. It looks awesome. I'm like, all the stuff that happened previously, I was down for. So I'm excited to see what they're gonna do now that those have come out. So it's exciting. It's a cool little world that we live in right now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So continuing on, we got some interesting news that Glenn Powell, who really wants to work on Captain Planet as a movie, not just a TV show, but he really wants to have an adaptation of the Captain Planet.
I mean, and I can see him painted blue.
Yeah, I don't mind. I know he's not like he's down for it. The other person is down for it too. Is Leo? Leo wants to be part of it too.
I mean,
because they're both like super into like the whole, you know, strong proponents of eco-friendliness and stuff like that. And, you know, the fact that it's an eco-friendly superhero doing things
But we have a Captain Planet. It's Don Cheadle's.
Yeah, but they're not going to do Don Cheadle's. It'd be nice.
That's my Captain Planet, though.
Yeah, no, I agree. I completely agree with you.
Or the Ted Turner one. Save the planet or I'll fucking kill you.
Oh, robot chicken. I love it.
Oh, robot chicken.
Captain Planet!
Captain Planet!
Yeah, but like I'm excited for it. I want to see what's happening with it. Hopefully they do it. We haven't had it since the 90s. Captain Planet's been a thing since then, and it just disappeared. And people, like, lots of people love it, of course. But it's more nostalgia bait right now. But we'll just see. We'll just see. Like, I'm down for it. Like I said, like we both said, we're excited for that. We want to see that happen. We want to see this come to fruition. Like, please, please, Hollywood, do it. Will it be campy?
Yeah.
Sure. Actually, that's exactly what you do. Make it like super campy.
On purpose, yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, get the proper kids to play the five that hold them, you know, together.
Yeah, the Planeteers.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it bad that I actually remember what they're called?
No, that's pretty dope. Earth, fire, wind, water, heart.
Yeah. So much fun. I'm excited. I want to see all five of them in it. It'd be funny if one of them winds up dying for it. It'd be great. It'd be a great movie with a little bit of twist, right? You got to throw it in there somehow.
Kill off the one that has heart.
Yeah. No more heart for you, Captain Planet. There will be no more heart. Oh, that's good. I like it. I like it. Yeah. What else? Superman. Of course, we've known that James Gunn was actually going to start doing a bunch of stuff within the DC universe. I think we mentioned that one of the last times that we actually recorded the show. That James Gunn is pretty much in charge of all the DC stuff now, and he is pretty much done with filming for it, which is pretty cool because it's a pretty quick turnaround, which is pretty surprising, which they probably did it for a while already. But I'm excited for it because, of course, they have Pa Kent as Pruitt Taylor Vince is Pa Kent, which is pretty freaking dope because he's a great actor. I've always seen him as a villain in a bunch of things.
Right.
But he was in The Walking Dead as a good guy, and he was pretty good at it. So I'm down for it. I want to see what they do with him. Neva Howell, she's actually a comedian, as Ma Kent. So I want to see their dynamic and how they put things together because they're trying to make it. Of course, they're gonna make it like okay. People are complaining like, oh yeah, how do you have Superman going to like getting with a fat dude as his dad? Like, dude. It's his adopted dad. Like, what are you bitching about? Like, they're not supposed to look alike.
Right.
Why are they supposed to look alike? No. Stop it, people. Don't be dumb. But yeah, they actually released set pictures of what the farm looks like. And it looks pretty cool. It's granted, yes, it's a fucking farm. But I like what they did with it. It actually doesn't look bad. Did you see the looks of the farm?
I did.
Like, it doesn't look bad. It looks pretty cool. It looks interesting.
Because it looks like a house upstate New York.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't need to be like, you know, your traditional take on a barn.
Yeah.
Like, it looks good.
It looks good. I'm down for it. I want to see what they're going to do. Granted, yes, I'm not a big fan of Superman, like I've said plenty of times. But I kind of want to see what they do, especially now that James Gunn is behind everything over there now. See what he does with the character, what he does with everything that's over there in general.
And considering that James Gunn is... They're Feige.
Yeah. He's the head honcho over there.
Yeah.
Because he has a lot of, you know, he has a nerd brain.
Oh, yeah.
He knows what's there. Hopefully, he sticks the landing.
I have a good feeling about it.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure, too. It's just like, we can only hope, but so far right now. We can't say like, oh, yeah, it's going to be fucking amazing. We can hope.
Right.
Because even though the last Superman's wasn't bad, but I just wasn't a big fan of the story, per se.
Yeah,
like, same. Was good. This dude was good. Henry Cavill was awesome. As, you know, Clark Kent and Superman, because he actually, like, fit the mold. Like, he freaking looked like him. Like, why are you so fucking massive, dude? And who would have thought a nerd would actually do the thing to make it look like he's supposed to look like that? He made it work.
I mean, it was just the Zack Snyderverse.
Yeah, yeah.
Not a fan. I've never been a Snyder fan. I've brought that up.
Well, it's not like if I'm not a fan, because I do like Snyder stuff, but I just wasn't 100% behind what they did with it. Like, there were just so much like weirdness in there. Like, why? Why did they make it so colorful? Why did they make it so colorful and dark at the same time? Doesn't make any sense. But yeah, I'm excited to see what James Gunn does with it. Hopefully he James Gunns it, makes it, you know, how he's usually doing things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm down for it. I'm ready.
I want to see where it goes.
And other news. Well, for a while, like, we've watched Umbrella Academy, which is awesome. Three seasons so far?
Three seasons.
Yeah. Every season is amazing. Every season is different. And they finally released a trailer for the final season.
I'm sad to see it go, but I get it.
Yeah. Like, you don't want to overstay your welcome.
No.
No. And it's a great freaking show. For those that haven't watched it, it's based off of a comic book, obviously. And it's so good. It is so good. So let's watch the trailer for it. We haven't done watching trailers in a long time, so let's watch the trailer. Trying to regain how I used to do these things. It's not as easy as it seems, people. It's not that hard either, but, you know.
Yeah. It's been a minute.
Let's watch this trailer. This looks so cool and so fun. And the fact that they actually use the Final Countdown or like a remix of the Final Countdown in the trailer, I'm like, yes, please.
Uh-huh.
I am totally sold on it.
And like, now I'm going to have to, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back and rewatch the first three seasons before I watch the final season.
Yeah.
Because
I think I need to watch half of the third season. I don't think I finished it.
Okay. See, I've only watched each season once.
Right.
So I'm gonna go back before the new season drops. I'm gonna go back and watch every season.
Mm-hmm.
So that I know what's going on.
Yeah, that's fair. Because
there's a lot that I don't remember.
Yeah, and because it's been out for a few years, and there's been a decent amount of time between each season.
And the kid that plays was it number five?
Yeah,
I want him to be fucking Damian Wayne.
Yeah, because absolutely, 100%.
Because he hasn't really gotten any taller, too.
He's gotten older, obviously, and you can tell.
Yeah, but like he looks the same.
Yeah,
but he still looks like he could actually be Damian Wayne.
Yeah, But it'd be different because, like, Damian Wayne's supposed to be a little bit, a bit younger. Like, middle school?
Yeah.
Not necessarily, like, a high school kid.
Right.
Like, if it was the first season, absolutely perfect, perfect casting right there. But now, not so much. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. But I'm still down for it, regardless. I'm down for it. I'm ready. Yes, please. Give it to me. Pretty Give much. Give me all the stuff. That's the way uh-huh. I'm down for it. Then another thing that came out. Well, since we've been gone, we've heard a lot of news and a lot of you know, the thought of them saying, "Oh yeah, we're gonna redo another Alien movie, and better than Prometheus, better than Alien Covenant, or whatever the fuck it was called." Both of those movies sucked ass. I'm being completely honest with it right now. I hated both of those. And then they mentioned that they got Fede Alvarez as the director for it. And I'm like, ooh, because I like what Fede Alvarez does. He actually was the one that directed the Evil Dead from 2013, which I confused the person that was in it. He directed that movie. And I loved it. So we finally got a trailer for Alien, what is it called again? Romulus. And this looks pretty freaking cool. I am excited for more Alien stuff. Alien is one of my favorite movies. Aliens is another one of my favorite movies. Granted, yes, they are both different. They both have different feels. The first one is more like a horror movie. The second one is more like an action movie. Regardless, they're freaking great. Brian, what were you going to say? Why you don't like them?
No, I'm just sort of like...
You're indifferent about them?
I could care less about them at this point.
That's fair. There's been so many of them. I get it. But this looks good. The teaser trailer for this looks awesome. And I'm like, yes, please. Give me more of this. So let's watch the tease for this. Let's see it. Let's see what it's about. Let's see how good it looks now as compared to, what was it, the 80s or whatever that the original came out?
Yep.
Yeah, so let's watch the trailer for it. It is coming in a few months. Yay! Granted, yes, it is a teaser, but this looks pretty freaking cool to me, at least. You know, I am a fan. I am ready for more. Give this to me. I am ready for it. I'm a fan of Fede Alvarez and what he does. Yeah, I'm down. It has that whole aspect of, like, it's being super claustrophobic, super weird. Alien face huggers in it. Coming out of nowhere. They're everywhere.
I hope it's actually good, because I'm tired of being promised a good movie and they suck.
Fair. It's fair. But that's just with a lot of things now. A lot of things say that they're going to be great, but they wind up being shitty. You know?
Yeah.
Like, it happens. It happens. We've gotten to that point that we want good stuff. But they don't know how to give it to us. They don't know how to give us the goods. They just give us half-ass shit.
Pretty much.
Yeah. The only thing that's been decent is actually like some TV shows and stuff. But, you know, regardless, it's what it is. Some movies are good. Some movies aren't great. But we're just here. With our fingers crossed, we got this. We're gonna have a good time. Very excited.
We're here to tell you whether it's good or bad.
Yeah, exactly. We're here for it. Yeah. So that pretty much brings us to the end of the show. It's been a good one. It's been a good, what, hour and 15, so? Good shit. For us coming back out of nowhere, I'm down for it, dude.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, but thank you for being on. It's been a minute, dude. Where can people find you? Or where can you find the, or wait, yeah, what the fuck am I saying? Where can
people find you? You can find me on Twitter because it's not going to ever be fucking X.
Yeah, people will say that. Oh yeah, they don't know what to call it. Everybody calls it Twitter still.
I still tweet. I still use Twitter.
Yeah, I retweet stuff. I quote retweet stuff.
Yes, I refuse to fucking call it by its single letter.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Fuck you, Elon Musk. So you can find me on Twitter at Bri2J Presents. You can find me on Instagram, both Bri2J, Bri2J Presents. My website's still active. Haven't been on it in a long time. But you can check out Bri2JPresents.com. There'll be content eventually.
Sweet.
Where are you?
I am here in Tampa. But yeah, you can find me at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal. Where I've mostly just been posting a bunch of my horror stuff because I'm still watching that. So fun. I love watching horror movies. But yeah, I've been watching that a lot. So yeah, post everything that I watch every day. And it's fun. It's fun. And then random stuff about wrestling because that's what I do. But yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. So yeah, check me on there. You can follow the show at InnerCityGeeks on Instagram and Twitter. Industry Geeks. Of course, we got the show. They got a bunch of stuff over there, too. I haven't really updated a bunch of it over there, but Mario has been doing stuff over there, so check out the stuff that he's been doing. He's doing a lot of shit. Of course, he keeps posting comics, with some water, manga time, anime world, all that stuff. They're all over there. Go check out that stuff. Yeah, and then check out our stuff, because, of course, you know, granted, yeah, we have a lot of old stuff, but we're going to be coming up with new stuff now, too, so here we go. It's time for a new time, a new age. Every generation. Yeah. Yeah, so let's do this. Appreciate y'all for listening. Thank you for everything. And don't be a dick, but always remember, the geeks shall inherit the earth.